on 2101, or you can tweet us at CheckpointRNZ. Right, the Prime Minister is disputing claims bullying is rampant in the halls of power after a Labour backbencher, Gaurav Sharma, hit go on an explosive column in the New Zealand Herald. The Labour MP for Hamilton West has laid low since penning the column, alleging a bullying conspiracy that goes all the way up to the ninth floor. Our political reporter Annika Smith has more.
Gaurav Sharma implicates the Parliamentary Service, the Labour Party's whip's office, even the leader of the opposition, in his column claiming bullying is rampant and facilitated in Parliament. He also takes deliberate aim at the Prime Minister, writing politicians often talk about changing the system and kindness, but the charity must start at home. Jacinda Ardern says that home is a positive anti-bullying place.
I can tell you I've never worked with a group that's better. While no one can claim perfection, I'm confident that these concerns relate only to Gaurav's situation and don't reflect a wider issue.
Labour's chief whip, Duncan Webb, says he and the Parliamentary Service met with the Hamilton West MP as recently as yesterday. In a statement, Mr Webb confirms there had been issues between Mr Sharma and his staff dating back at least a year. The Parliamentary Service recently hit pause on new hires in his office with the intention of providing support before more people were brought on board. Jacinda Ardern says politics is a tough gig, especially for newcomers.
Starting out as a new MP can be challenging. One of the toughest parts is navigating the new environment, but also the role that you must play as an MP managing others.
The Prime Minister says since the employment issues have been raised in his office, Mr Sharma has approached both the whip's office and a member of her office for an alternative solution. She stands by the processes taken.
Ultimately, at its heart, this relates to an employment matter within his office where we've sought to find resolution, which hasn't always been welcomed. It's our job, however, to find a constructive solution. From what I can observe, I've seen no evidence of what has been framed as bullying, but rather attempts to create a constructive long-term solution to this problem.
Ms Ardern says she's reached out to Gaurav Sharma to offer support. Mr Sharma has been lying low since leaving Parliament yesterday, the House now entering a week of recess. He can't be reached by phone either.
Kia ora, this is Gaurav Sharma. Unfortunately, I won't be available to take your call or messages on this phone number for next few days as I'm overseas.
Mr Sharma isn't overseas, rather returning to his electorate for the recess week ahead. His office was locked up this afternoon and, while he'd planned a constituent clinic at a local pharmacy this evening, it's not clear if he'll be attending. His constituents had mixed feelings about the explosive column.
I think that could be a good thing in a way.
It needs to happen more, but it needs to be obviously done in the right kind of way too.
Definitely not decent. It's not decent at all. It's not respectful.
Since the 2019 Debbie Francis review, Parliament has introduced a code of conduct and work is underway on setting up an independent commissioner to investigate complaints. Labour's chief whip remains committed to reaching a resolution with Mr Sharma in the coming weeks.